It is 4:15, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah looks up and goes, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it was on this day in 1790
yes.
that the modern shoelace with an aglet.
And sir, what?
An aglet was patented in England by a guy named Harvey Kennedy.
Can you tell me now, what
an aglet? Yes, an aglet is that small piece of plastic or metal that's on the end of your shoelace.
That's genius.
That's called an aglet.
That's nice. Keeps it together. Nice, clean finish.
That's right. So aglets were originally made of metal, glass, or stone, and many were very ornamental.
Oh, yeah.
Wealthy people in the Roman era would have their aglets made out of precious metals like brass or silver.
Oh.
And before the invention of buttons, they were also used on the ends of the ribbons used to fasten clothing together.
Oh, my.
Now, Harvey Kennedy is said to have earned $2.5 million off of the modern shoelace in the 1790s.
So it's $2.5 million in the 1790s.
What
is
Elon
Musk? What is gold? It's money.
Right.
Wow.
For a shoelace.
Not bad.
A shoelace.
Not bad.
Yeah.
The whole shoelace or just the aglet?
The shoelace with the aglet.
And it's an aglet, A-G-L-E-T?
That's right.
Did you know the word aglet before today?
I did only because I've done
crosswords.
Several Wiki Corner.
Oh,
well, I think it is a crossword clue. It has been. But I've also done Wiki Theme Weeks on names for things you didn't know had names.
That was one of them?
And that was on the list
now
of things.
I feel bad.
No, it's okay. No, I don't know that I've ever actually done a Wiki Corner on it.
You considered it.
Yes.
Oh, then I don't feel nearly as bad.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
So it is as difficult to determine the exact history of shoelaces as it is for shoes.
Oh.
Archaeological records of footwear are rare because shoes were generally made of materials that deteriorate rapidly,
sure, right?
Yeah. So in 2008, a 55,500-year-old leather shoe was found in excellent condition in a cave located in Armenia.
Oh.
It's a one-piece leather hide shoe, the oldest piece of leather footwear in the world known to contemporary researchers. And there were also leather shoelaces on this shoe, passing through slotted eyelets cut into the hide that were preserved also.
That's amazing.
Yeah, from 5,500 years ago,
jeez,
they found this shoe.
That's where can I get a pair of those on Amazon?
Yeah, right.
That
talk about, I know, right? the more complex shoes worn by Otzi the Iceman, who lived around 3,300 BC, were bound also with shoelaces made of bark string.
Who's Otzi the Iceman?
Now, Otzi,
am I supposed to know who this is?
His remains were found in 1991 in the Alps at the border between Austria and Italy.
I thought he was a rapper.
No.
Otzi the Iceman.
No, he was a mummy.
A mummy.
They found, yeah. His shoes were waterproof and wide, seemingly designed for walking across the snow. They were constructed using bear skin for the soles, deer hide for the top panels, and a netting made of tree bark. And then there was soft grass that went around the foot and in the shoe and that functioned like modern socks.
What a great idea.
Right? From 3,300 BC.
This Iceman, he's good.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's like they had similar items that we have today, which is like crazy, right? So as for shoelaces in the sense that we know them in modern times, the Museum of London has documented examples of medieval footwear dating from as far back as the 12th century, which clearly show the lacing passing through a series of hooks and eyelets down the front or side of the shoe and being tied in a knot rather than hanging loose.
Mm.
Indeed, the code of the Knights Templar banned the wearing of shoelaces as a vanity that was abominable and pagan.
Is that right?
Yes.
Velcro was better? Is that what
they were
saying?
Maybe.
Slip-ons?
Yes, slip-ons, right. In the Elizabethan era, the shoes and shoelaces you wore told other people how wealthy you were.
Mm.
Strict class distinctions meant that the rich wore buckled leather shoes with ribbon laces, while the working man wore rawhide laces in his shoes. And research indicates that it takes around 30 seconds to tie a pair of shoes.
30 seconds?
You should time yourself. It takes around 30 seconds.
Not.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. You're really taking your time. I don't know. But assuming a person ties their shoes twice a day, that's about a minute a day. Tying your shoes, right?
Yeah.
So that means it's over 6 hours per year that you spend
tying
solely
shoes?
Tying your shoes.
Solely tying my shoes.
Solely tying your shoes.
If you say so, Sarah. Well, we'll see. I'm going to tie myself during the commercials.
The most shoelaces tied in a bow blindfolded in 1 minute.
I was going to ask.
It's 25.
25.
25 shoelaces tied in a bow blindfolded.
I feel like
in
that
1 minute.
You could tie your shoes blindfolded, right? I mean, that's not difficult to do.
No, probably not. No, but that it was achieved by a guy named Alvaro Mendieta on May 30th, 2021 from Spain.
Yeah.
He also holds a record for the fastest time to tie three pairs of shoelaces in a bow, which he did in under 10 seconds, 9.99 seconds in November of 2022.
A lot of weird records set between 2020
and 2024. He's got it. The shoelaces. That's his market.
That's the Guinness Book. Yep. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Shoelaces, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So we're going to play a song called Pink Shoelaces by Dodie Stevens.
Ooh. All right. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, I like this one. Hey, it's Dodie Stevens and Pink Shoelaces on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because the modern shoelace was patented on this day in 1790.
That was a bop. I like that song.
That's a good song,
right? That's a real fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The plastic or metal on the end of a shoelace is called an aglet.
Laces have been found in shoes dating from 5,500 years ago.
And Harvey Kennedy is said to have earned $2.5 million off of the modern shoelace
In the 1790s. If we do that to today's dollars.
Pretty good.
That's massive.
Yeah.
That's massive. People wanted them, Sarah.
They probably did.
That's what they wanted. Fantastic. I do want to point out, by the way, that we got a text from Bill at the beginning of the Wiki Corner. He said, I hope Boom Boom doesn't reference food again in her wiki. He said, I stopped and bought Slim Jims yesterday. They were terrible. So he was taking food suggestions from the Wiki Corner topics.
Not food today.
Not food today. No
shoes and
shoelaces. Yeah. So, Bill, go get a pair of kicks.
Go get yourself a pair of shoelaces.
Folks want to learn more about shoelaces. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
We should also say
that we timed you, because I mentioned that it takes
30 seconds.
About 30 seconds to tie a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
And we timed you tying yours.
What did this guy do?
Like 14 seconds.
14 seconds.
I don't know where the 30. I mean, I guess if you're really taking your time.
And I didn't even practice.
No, but you were a little bit winded, you said.
I was winded, but I think it's mostly because I was sitting in this chair and I had to bring my feet up onto the board to do it.
Yeah, that's tough.
Oh my gosh, I sound so old. All right, you coming back tomorrow? I got winded tying two shoelaces.
Right, you did.
Not just one, it was two.
A pair.
It was the second one that got me most winded.
Yep.
Back tomorrow, fresh episode of 410.
Yes.
Good. Queen coming up. We'll do some Isaac Hayes. Traffic with Ed Smith. Weather with Josh. It's all on the way right here on Legends 102.7.